I'd like to introduce our speaker for the week, Dr. Mike Belanti. Not a doctor. Mike is the senior pastor at Northbrook Church in Richfield, Wisconsin. And Mike came first time about 4 years ago, right? 5 years ago. We lost count. But Mike has become a good friend, and I love his teaching. Mike is not afraid to use personal experiences to help augment the things that he talks about. And you are going to love Mike's ministry. So Mike, come on up and talk to us about what you're going to talk about. He has this group of people that follow him around from camp to camp. Their last name is Belanti, most of them, so we like them.
I do travel with my groupies. I call them Mom and Dad. So that's awesome. Well, great to be with you. We love Fort Wilderness. We look forward to this every year. My wife, Rebecca, is with me. We are in our 20th year of marriage, and it's been a ride, right? If you're married, you know what I'm talking about. We've got great stories to share and tell. My wife just completed her master's in clinical mental health counseling. So if you need therapy, she'll give the discounted Fort rate this week, and this week only. Our two kids, Hannah, will you stand up? And Ryan, Ryan's in the blue shirt. Hannah's 13, Ryan is 8, and they also are part of our entourage. So I've been at Northbrook Church for 7 years, and we've been coming to camp for 5 or 6. We love it here. We've got a great relationship with the Robertsons. We bring our staff up here and love it here. So this week, I'm going to be sharing a couple of things. Tomorrow, I'm going to give a message that I gave 3 years ago, and Tom said to me, you've got to give that message every time you come. So I was great. That makes it easy on me. So tomorrow we'll do that. And then after that, I'm going to give a series of messages called Love Revolution that literally changed the way that I view the church. And so I'm excited about that. I've also got some folks here from our church at Northbrook. And for those of you that heard of any of these, just nod your head and act like it's the most amazing thing you've ever heard in your life. So it's going to be good. But we're excited to be here. Hope to get to know you a little bit better. I'm not the guy that's going to hide in my cabin. I want to get to know as many of you as possible, so look forward to a great week. So,
I heard Mike's dad say, are you going to preach that same message again? Was that true?
He said, you're not going to give that message again, are you? I said, yes. He goes, well, I'm not going. That's what he actually said.
Now the truth comes out, right? I'm going to pray for Mike in our week, so let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to all be together this week. We know that you have called all of us here by your providence, and we're looking forward to the things that you're going to do in our lives. We thank you for things that are going to happen. We're thankful for the activities that are going to be done here at camp and all the fun we're going to have. We know that that's going to happen, but Father, I pray that you would use Mike mightily as he preaches and teaches the things that you've put on his heart, that we would have open hearts to the things that he teaches so that we can go home changed. May there be a love revolution in our hearts as we head home and think about the church in a different way. So I pray for Mike, and I pray for his ministry with us. Thank you for this opportunity to have us all together. I pray that you give us safety this week as we enjoy this time together. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.